Well, well. I was wondering when you would finally awaken. Oh, the poor thing is frightened. It was such a shame. And yet, so very nice. Oh, little mouse, you won't find me like that. You think I'm hidden right in front of you, but I'm all around you. Oh, did the poor mouse hurt itself? Oh, such a strange mouse. You can run or hide, and all you do is just reach out. What do you hope to find? Are you hoping to look for me? Well, if you really want to find me, I'm right here. Oh, little mouse. Such a feeble attempt to run from me. You tripped over a fine table. You ran into a wall. Did my servants bring me a fool to feast from? Oh, I see. The light has gone from your eyes. All you ever see now is darkness and nothingness. You're the one that they spoke of. Yes, you are not the first to venture to my home here in the mountains. Did you perhaps travel with some companions? Three other men, would you say? I see. You were asked to come with a party to seek out, the vampire of this land, her palace in the mountains. Well now, little mouse, I do believe that you have succeeded in your little mission. You have found me. You do be quiet, little mouse. I can personally promise you that no one is here to take you away from here. From me. The other little mice were quite easily dealt with. You should hear the screams they let out. Though that blizzard you were in must have drowned them out. Oh, dear little mouse. You had no idea, did you? Those companions of yours? They were going to use you as a sacrifice, as bait. To try and lure me out. When they left you out in the snow to die, I told my servants to have some fun with them instead. When there was one left, he told my little helpers such secrets. They thought they could catch me off guard while I feasted upon you. But I won't stand for such dishonor in my home. So I took their heads. Think of it as a welcome gift to you. Oh no, dear little mouse. Why do you still wish to run away? You've nowhere else to go. And your village was wishing for your death anyways. All that's waiting for you out there is an icy death. Why go out there when you can stay here with me? We have nothing to fear, little mouse. I don't have any desire to take your blood, your life. I've already had my fill with your companions. But you certainly don't deserve to receive such a fate. So please ease your heart. You are safe here. Safe from your village. Safe from those horrible people. You are welcome here. Now then, my dear little mouse, why don't you come with me? I can have my servants draw you a bath. You must still be cold from the blizzard. While you clean yourself up, I'll have them prepare you a nice dinner. A bath and food. Doesn't that sound nice? Oh, shh, it's all right. I know that I am just as chilled as the winter cold outside, but you don't need to fear it. I promise that no harm will come to you. There we go. That's a good little mouse. Now just come with me. I'll be sure to warm you up. How's the water? Oh, I'm sorry, little mouse. I couldn't resist making your heart race for a moment. Your heartbeat is such a lovely melody that I enjoy listening to. I can almost dance to it. It's all right. You still have nothing to fear from me. Are you enjoying yourself? Ah, that's very good. And I must say, you clean up rather nicely. Your body is quite easy on the eyes. Oh no, you have no reason to hide yourself, little mouse. Your body is quite delectable. I see that being blind hasn't dulled any of the other qualities about your body. Oh, I see. You were struck by a horse's hoof years ago, taking away your sight. Working at your family's ranch helped you keep your strength and other senses up, but everyone else only considered you a burden, especially since you're the only one there now. Well, then, I think it's safe to say that your village didn't value you. But you don't have to worry about them anymore. I'll be sure to take very good care of you. Now then, whenever you're ready, merely call out that you're done. I'll have one of my servants guide you back to your guest chambers. There'll be some fresh clothes waiting for you. They will then guide you to the dining room. Now, my servants may seem, well, quite terrifying, but you have nothing to fear from them. They will not harm you or allow you to come to harm. And I'll be waiting for you. Ah, there you are. I'm glad that you still decided to join me for dinner. I hope that your walk here wasn't too weary on your nerves. I know my servants can be scary, but they're big softies if they like you. Help him into his seat, and then you are dismissed. It shall be just the two of us here. Take a moment to feel the table before you. You'll find your plate and some silverware as well as a glass of some very fine wine. I do hope you like it. Oh my, that was close, wasn't it? You almost had a spill there, little mouse. Please, there is no need for you to stand on ceremony. You must be hungry. Why don't I have a plate? Dear mouse, you should know by now that I have a much different diet than you do. Your concern is refreshing, but you have nothing to worry about. I have all that I need right here. Oh, you wish to know if this is blood? Is this the blood of one of your companions from before? Oh, I would never let the blood of such deplorable people grace my lips. Now, I have stores of blood that I keep in cooling chambers deep below my home. I rarely venture out for a quick bite to drink. Oh, poor little mouse, you are still quite frightened of me, despite my effort to make you your stay here comfortable. You still do not trust me. Well, I cannot blame you, though. For all you know, this could very well be an elaborate ruse before I feast upon your flesh. Oh, I can hear your heart. It's so fast and loud. I can almost feel the pounding of it on the table that your hands are upon. I apologize for such a display. The sound of your heart is intoxicating. Were it any other way, I would pounce upon you and feast upon you without hesitation. But I made a promise to you. I promised that you would be tended to and not come to harm. And I intend to keep that promise. Until the blizzard lets up, you are my honored guest. Now please, continue your dinner. And when you are finished, I'll have one of my servants take you to your chambers. It's been a long day, and you could use some rest. Pardon me. May I enter? Oh, I'm glad that you haven't fallen asleep just yet. There was something that I wished to speak to you about. May I sit with you? Thank you. I want to apologize once again for my behavior during dinner. I make no excuses. Hearing the heartbeat of a human, it brings out a thirst in my kind. All that blood moving through your veins, it would drive any vampire mad. Oh, no, I'm quite all right now. I promise to not frighten you like that again. I had another glass myself just a moment ago before coming to see you. A rather full glass. I am certain that you have many questions. I would like to answer them to the best of my ability. I will be honest with you. I was not intending to let you live at first. On rare occasions, when I feel a need to hunt, I will capture the occasional traveling to come close to my domain. I bring them into my castle, and I set them loose. See if they can escape before I can catch them. I don't really do that anymore. This time was different. My servants told me a group of cruel men who were coming here with the intention of killing me, and that they were bringing me some bait to draw me out. You. I didn't know that my servants brought in was bait itself. I started my little game as usual, but then I saw how you moved through my halls, feeling for everything instead of seeing. And I am sorry for putting so much fear upon you. You forgive me? But why? I was prepared to hunt you, to feed on you. Once this blizzard is over, I am more than willing to have you return to your home. It is natural that you would want to return home. I can give you a horse and one of my servants will escort you, but why would you ever want to go back there? All you have waiting there is your old ranch. Meanwhile, everyone else there shuns you, considering you dead weight for your condition. You don't have to return to them if you wish it. I am the mistress of this castle, of these mountains. This is my realm, and yet I do get lonely sometimes. Yes, my servants are obedient and willing to keep me safe should the need arise, but they are not like other vampires or people. They're not like you. No, no, don't pull away. Not this time. I can resist. I just want to touch you for a moment. I cannot remember the last time that I've had a human guest here to speak to touch, not to eat. But don't pull away. I'm going to put my other hand on your face. You're so warm. Your skin is so soft and full of life. It's like I have the sun once again on my skin. And your eyes. Shh, shh, it's all right. I just want to see them, nothing more. Let me see those little windows into your soul. Oh, my poor mouse. Losing your sight also robbed them of their color. And now, your eyes are as clear as the brightest silver. I fear if I get too close, I would... Your hands. You wish to feel me as well. It's all right. You may. Oh, you find me beautiful? You are needlessly kind. And yet, it's been so long since I was last close to being called that. I can't even remember anymore. Your heart. I can feel it through your hands. I can feel the heat coming from your flesh. I must feel it. I want to feel it. Please, let me. Oh, that is such a fire. Little mouse, no. I can't call you that, not anymore. You are no mouse to me. Oh, yes. Your fire, your heart. I want to know it all. Feel it all. Please, lie back. It's all right. You have nothing to worry about here. Nothing at all. I promise to not surprise you. I'm going to straddle you now, okay? Just continue to lie back. I just wish to feel more of your heat. Oh, your neck is perfect. The flesh is so soft and hot. How does it feel? My fangs just gently grazing the skin. So close, yet so far. Does it excite you? I won't be feasting on you. There is something else that I wish to do with you. Let me get this shirt out of the way. Sit up for a moment. I know you can't see your own reflection like me, but you are so beautiful too. Now lie back down. I'm going to taste more of you. Oh, your chest, your stomach. Oh, it's all so intoxicating. Let me have more of you, please. It's okay. Just keep laying still. If you don't wish for me to keep going, I'll stop. I'm just going to take off your trousers now. You will be naked. Shall I continue? All right. Just let me take care of everything. Now, just stay relaxed. Ease your heart if you can. I'm gonna take your cock into my mouth. I'll go slow. Oh, how does my tongue feel to you? Is it cold like the rest of me? Then how about this? My fangs just gently grazing. Oh, I can feel your heart through your cock. That must feel like an absolute torrential storm inside your chest. You are completely irresistible. Oh, please, again, if you wish for me to stop, just say so. In here, in my home, I only seek your comfort, your pleasure. You want me to keep going? Oh, thank you. Then please, why don't you try? Touch me. Feel me. I trust you. Yes, be gentle and slow. Oh, keep going. I know you can't see me, so please feel as much of me as you want. Oh, yes, feel my smooth hair, my luscious skin, my supple breasts, my round hips, my firm legs, my quivering pussy. Right now, this night, it's all for you. Only for you. For years of darkness and negligence, I'm going to give you absolute pleasure. All right. I'm going to wrap my legs around you now. I'm must have you inside me. I want to feel you. Every single bit of you. Oh, yes. Oh, I can feel you. Oh, every single inch of you. Oh, your warmth. Oh, I can feel every bit of it. It's filling me up so much. Oh, I can't remember the warmth I felt like this inside of me before. Oh, God, it's like I'm human again. I haven't felt pleasure like this in so long. Oh, I never want it to end. I don't want you to go. There's nothing for you back at that village. But you could stay here in the palace with me. Oh, we could be together. I could show you so many things, give you so much pleasure and more. I don't want to let you go. You show me kindness despite my behavior earlier. I don't want you to go. I don't want you to go. Lie on your back. Oh, I could make you my consort. I could have you at my side forever. I could turn you if you wanted. Oh, we could enjoy the night together for all eternity. I would show you nothing but the greatest pleasure that a vampire could offer. This, everything could be yours. No. Don't speak. Don't decide. Not right now. Right now. Let us just enjoy this. Oh, I can feel you getting close now. Please, fill me with your seed, your essence. I want to feel your warmth linger. Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, it's like a rolling fire deep in my belly. Oh, this is the greatest feeling ever. For a man without sight, you have amazing instincts. So firm and yet so gentle. Please, let me stay with you for now. While the blizzard rages on, I wish to be by your side. You can keep me warm, and I can keep your heart filled with pleasure and joy. Please rest. I'll be right here when you awaken. You have nothing to fear here. You are safe. And you are taken care of. I won't let anything horrible like what those men were doing ever happen to you again. Or anything close to that. It's all okay now. Please sleep. Dream good dreams, my little mouse.